morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
It's time now for Brady to give you the entertaining news that he knows. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. Back open and ready to go. Tactical Black rolling right along. All the protocols that are in place are for your safety. And a place like this that's back open makes me happy because it's one of those businesses, been around for a long time, done everything right, and you'd hate to see them suffer. So let's get them back on. And they're doing the right thing for you, too. If you go to ReactDefense.com and grab their phone number, and you can find out about the special they're running for KUPD listeners. Pretty awesome deal. If you want to get on that thing, then gosh darn it, go to ReactDefense.com, find out how they have made KUPD listeners their priority, and you guys can start getting in good shape. Lose that COVID-19 that we've all put on. Seems like everybody's talking about how they put on a pudgy few. Sebastian Maniscalco said he's gained like 14 pounds, and that guy's all about his body and stuff. And he's like, you can't help it. You just fall into these grooves where you're not allowed to leave. Next thing you know, 2 days have passed, and you haven't moved. It's real easy to do, but now that they're back open, do this new thing. Trust me on this one. You're going to love it. And you're going to learn some stuff that might save your life. We got wackiness right here in our city just a couple nights ago with some lunatic. Have a better mindset and a better ability to assess situations that happen like that. Know what to do. It's a great place, and they'll teach you everything you need to know. And KUPD listeners, special deal for you. So, ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
CBS is airing a special called Haircut Night in America, where celebrities will cut their own hair with the guidance from top stylists. Jerry O'Connell and his wife Rebecca Romijn will host.
There's a low bar for entertainment.
Kelly Osbourne is on the list, and
Kelly's going to cut her hair off.
Look,
no one's going to notice when Kelly's hair gets cut because it looks bad when someone else does it, too. It doesn't really matter. They should let me cut it now they've got Parkinson's. I'll cut your hair. Ozzy Osbourne and Michael J. Fox barbershop, and we'll cut people's hair.
You cut your own hair, Oz.
Of course I cut my own hair. Look at it. It's all over the place. Parkinson's haircutting. Now, that's a television show that people would watch. Who cares if Kelly cuts her own hair with a Flo-Bee? I'll cut your hair.
Adam Sandler was photographed by the paparazzi walking out of a store with a box of tampons, and he held them up proud, and they were like, the feedback they was getting was, good for him.
His family needed... bleeding! So much blood!
Yep.
Have you guys ever bought them?
Tampons?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't.
I have purchased them for a joke gift in the past, where I bought a girl fives, because they all say, well, that has nothing to do with the size of your thing. So I buy fives. I'm like, here you go. Here's some.
I'm not a five.
They get mad about it.
It's for Flo.
I'm like, no, it's not. It's for.
But it might happen. Gaper. I'm still coming into new territory. So
you're going to have to buy them for Turbiderbs.
If I have to do it, I got to do it.
You're going to do a TikTok video while you do it?
Yeah, for sure.
Nothing's going to look worse than you pushing 60, grabbing tampons. What are you doing? Giggling like
I don't care.
You're going to buy like airplane glue and a model and all these boy things and then throw the tampons and hope the guy doesn't. Turns out my daughter's a five.
Really? A V8?
Yeah. That's the fun part. All those and the commercials that are that show the 1 through 5, they show them all in order. Some of us are ones, and some of us are fives. And the one looks like a normal tampon, and the five looks like a duvet.
It's not about the size.
Yeah. You keep telling yourself that. Again, if you're a five, have some pride. 2 ones and a 3. Buy those boxes. Stuff them all in there at once so you don't embarrass yourself with that five trolling across the conveyor belt.
The TV season is officially over, and the top highest rated shows... Sunday Night Football.
Still?
NCIS, Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and FBI.
That's the future of broadcast television, is live events. That's all you've got because...
Now they're looking at it and saying, you know, this season coming up, that's how important football has to happen.
It might. I mean, they've done analysis on that. It could break NBC. NBC doesn't have anything going outside of that and The Voice. That's it. And everything else is just average. If you take away the fact that they wouldn't have any shows in the top 15 without those two, you're in trouble, man.
HBO paid $400 million for Friends, But in a new survey, Friends was only third on a list of HBO Max's biggest draws.
What are first two?
DC Comics Extended Universe and Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's why NBC's pushing so hard on Peacock Network. They want you to get into the streaming thing because they're live thing. All NBC, CBS, Fox, and... Are those sneezes?
No.
What is that?
Coronavirus is what that is.
What the hell is that noise? Cough. You swallowed a dog whistle.
We got to get him out of here.
I got a... Something going on with my...
He's got to die right here on the air.
They're sneeze coughs. They're scoffs.
Someone bring anthrax.
You know, Randall walked in.
Allergic to Mark's beard gel. Well, they're not sneezes, though. What is that?
A heavier cough. I'm trying to get something out of my throat at the same time. It's a hack.
It's weird. Yeah. Never heard that noise before coming out of a people.
John's not a fan.
I'm worried about him. That's that noise you hear. Oh, that's called the death gurgle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I've not heard it before.
He just starts spitting up blood here and he's like,
I have a tampon for your bloody mouth.
It was just random, out of the blue all of a sudden.
Yeah, we were here.
Yeah. Mike Tyson would be willing to fight Evander Holyfield again for charity.
Again. People who keep wanting this, remember that Mike Tyson was lost three of his last four fights, the last one to a man named Kevin McBride, and it was decidedly one way. Kevin McBride kicked his ass, and it's pathetic to think that that was him 15 years ago in the heavyweight ranks. Now, maybe he can beat a Kevin McBride with a more focused training session, but he's not in the upper echelon. You don't want to see a 53-year-old man who's a little bit off anyway go in there and take the beating from Joshua. Even Klitschko coming out of retirement would destroy his head. You just want Mike to stop. There's nothing more pathetic than that. And Evander getting in there with Mike, those two pitter-patting isn't going to happen. They're going to eventually, the sparring's going to turn into somebody landing a shot and the other guy going, oh, okay, is this how we're playing? And it's going to escalate. And two 50-year-old men with already a little bit of brain problem, this is a bad idea.
Tyson said he would like to square Holyfield up. I mean, get the other ear.
Yeah. Even. Eat him up so he doesn't, so they balance.
Yeah.
You don't want to see this. Yeah, as much as you think Mike Tyson looks great on pads and is great in training, Dan Marino can still throw a football 45 yards. If he did the combine training, you'd be like, man, Dan Marino could still play until you put him on the field and realize, nope, he can't. This is a bad idea. Any sort of boxing training, you can look fantastic. But you get in that ring, it's a different beast. I don't want to see that. I don't like when guys – you know, Bernard Hopkins was 50, went from the executioner to the alien, and could still fight. But at the end, he took a couple of just punishing beatings, but held his own. And that was all they were rooting for. It's like, hold your own, Hop. And
hey, B-Hop
held
honorable.
His own. But it was an honorable thing, but he got beat up. And you're like, this is unnecessary. You weren't going to win this fight, and now all you're doing is damaging an already damaged head. It's just dumb. And I don't know how boxing – this is why boxing looks so stupid sometimes. The boxing commission and people like that allow this. It's like, no, you guys can't do it. Don't start some senior league of boxers. There's a reason it stops.
And the money talks.
Please. That's our fault is that we would actually watch that for the spectacle of it because it's member berries. But it's not something I want to watch. There's so much good fighting right now. There's so many – even, you know – the UFC's catching a beating right now. There's a few good fights coming up there that you could just be super excited about. Get excited about that. There's really quality, top-notch, especially the heavyweight ranks right now. Some really good fights. You don't need old-timers to come out of retirement to save that. The heavyweight ranks are as good as they've been since the Tyson Holyfield days. They went through a terrible lull, but right now it's – I mean, the Klitschko years were awful.
Another interesting thing to see, I mean, on the quarantine side of it, like if they had a big pay-per-view fight.
They would. They'd wait. They'd wait until it's all clear.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they can't. They wouldn't monkey around with like an empty arena.
It's like a sparring match.
That's stupid, yeah. I mean, unless they just filmed it and put it on YouTube and said, here's Evander. I mean, that would be kind of neat to say this is them training together. But to make it a big event. I mean, you've got three fights coming with, I mean.
I'm talking about championship fights that if they're, you know, the pay-per-view numbers are that big.
Well, they're starting boxing June 9th. Vegas has a boxing match. And they're going with it.
And they'll do 25% of the stadium or whatever?
Don't know. I don't know.
But those tickets will be pricey.
Well. Or they'll just comp them all to get people to come.
Yeah, I would think it would be pretty light that first go.
I don't think they're going to ask for a ton of money.
Because most of them haven't even announced a date they're open. I mean, June 1st is what everybody's thinking.
Well, June 9th is a fight for sure. Right. MGM's hosting a fight. So they're, and this weekend, I think two or three of the casinos have decided to open. Like real, you know, slow open. But yeah, we just get Wilder, Joshua, and Fury, and all these fighters that are out there right now. These are good fighters. And a couple other guys coming up in the ranks that are just as good. So you got a good heavyweight division right now. Let's not let Mike Tyson and Evander fool you into thinking that this has hope. You don't want to watch 50-year-old men pound their heads in. Have you ever talked to Mike Tyson? It's not.
It would be three rounds.
Yeah,
but max.
Who wants to
exhibition.
Watch that? Who wants to see
exactly?
That? Yeah, that's dumb. Just watch their old fights. Evander boxed the hell out of the guy. The second fight before the first fight before the ear biting thing. That's a great fight. Evander was a clinic. It was a clinic. And Tyson was just trying to land the big one. He hit him a couple of times, but it was a great fight. Second one was a mess. An absolute mess, because once he started getting beat up, Mike cheated.
Yeah, I remember the first one a little bit, just completely rattled Tyson because he was jabbing him.
He came out and he started beating him up early, and Evander didn't go away. And then all of a sudden, it was a boxing match, and Mike had somewhat forgotten how. He used to be a great boxer, but he got so power happy. It was crazy. Great fight. YouTube that thing. Don't watch him do it when they're 50. That's pathetic. It's 9:26. We got us a Guadalupe Squares to close out this Friday and get you ready for Memorial Day. That's coming up in moments. If you want to play, 585-9800 is the phone number. Call us up. We'll take a girl, we'll take a boy, but we're not picky. It's still COVID time. Not everybody's back to work, so we're not going to, dig around and wait for you. Unless that girl is Barb, the prison lady that's been emailing me. We'll take you. anybody wants to play, 585-9800. The Squares are next. It's 98.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.